There was a bang, and smoke billowed from the top of the bag. Without thinking, Cat fell to the floor, dragging Enid down. The air roared, and she felt a blast of heat. The deck bucked and smacked into her teeth. Burning splinters fell around her. The automatic sprinkler systems went off. Water hammered into the room. Cat lay for a moment, letting it splash across her face. Her ears hurt and her lip bled. Enid lay across her legs. Painfully, she rolled over. She saw people screaming, but couldn't hear them. The smell of scorched hair burned in her nose. She pushed herself up onto her knees. Enid stirred. Nothing remained where the table had been. The explosion had scattered broken furniture everywhere. Some of the pieces were burning. Three or four of the crewmen sported shrapnel wounds. One lay slumped in a pool of his own blood, obviously dead, a metal table leg punched through his chest. But something else had caught Enid's eye. She was saying something, but Cat's ears were still ringing from the explosion. "What?" she said. Desperately, Enid jabbed her finger at the wall. The explosion had weakened the skin of the observation dome. Spidery cracks ran up from the place where the table had been. As Cat watched, one of the cracks jumped a few centimetres in length, then a few more. Enid screamed. "We're 8 kilometres down!" Before Cat could react, the ship's voice broke into her implant.
"Evacuate. Hull integrity compromised. Pressure seal in 20 seconds.
People started scrambling for the airlock doors that led to the elevators and the safety of the ship's main hull. But Enid couldn't stand. She had a jagged sprig of steel skewering the muscle of her right calf.
"Pressure seal in 10 seconds.
Cat grabbed her by the lapel of her jacket and, ignoring the pain of her own injuries, started dragging. She was halfway across the room from the airlock doors.
5 seconds.
She heaved towards the threshold with all her strength. Hands were waiting there to help her, calling encouragement. They grabbed her coat as she got close, trying to pull her to safety.
4.
Her heel hit the lip of the airlock frame. Her hand jerked free from Enid's lapel, and she fell back into the waiting arms of her would-be rescuers. Enid shrieked.
"Cat, don't leave me!"
3.
Cat kicked and elbowed herself free of the hands holding her. She lunged desperately through the lock. On the other side, Enid reached for her, their hands clasped.
2.
Cat pulled with all her might, but they were out of time. With a splintering crash, the glass wall shattered under the pressing weight of the ocean, and the room imploded.